Now, a Carrick Fergus man who has cerebral palsy says he's being discriminated against when it comes to overnight accommodation. Mark Clagg is 35, requires a hoist to lift him in and out of bed. However, he says because these aren't readily available in hotels and guest houses, he's been unable to stay overnight with family and friends on two occasions in the last couple of months. Mark says the disability laws related to public services need to be revamped because it's now affecting his professional life as well. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to meet him.
I'm only raising this issue now because I accepted the hand that got dealt a long time ago, and I think that's made me sort of just accept things the way they are, but at some point you go enough's enough.
So what happened to you recently?
I went with my girlfriend and her kids for her birthday, or his birthday, her son's birthday, and we went to the hotel and I originally came for the meal. I was always going to go for the meal, but because I knew I couldn't stay, but we were all disappointed that I had to leave. The kids were disappointed that I had to leave.
Mark, why did you have to leave?
Because the hotel, it wasn't... disabled rooms aren't accessible for my requirements as with complex needs to get a hoist under the bed.
You say enough's enough. Is that, you know, your mum and your dad were able to help you out with getting you into bed if you ever were at a hotel, but their situation has changed. Tell me about why their situation has changed, that they can't help you in and out of bed now or carry you in and out of bed.
Well, because they're getting older, basically, and if they hurt themselves getting me into bed, how do they get me up the next morning? You know, and if my dad's back goes, how does he get me up in the morning, the next morning? Or whatever, and
your mum and dad have had their health complaints, haven't they? And they now are no longer able to do that.
No, they're not. They hoist me every night now, and every morning, carers come in to get me in and out of bed. No, they're no longer able to lift. They shouldn't really be lifting me, and they're no longer really able to.
And you want to shine a light on the fact that hotels and their disability provisions are not enough for you?
I don't actually think it's the hotels themselves. I think they're bound by the way the legislation's written. I don't want to be like full-scale blaming the hotels because it's reasonable adjustment. But what is reasonable adjustment? Putting as far as it goes, it's putting a disabled toilet in, and that's enough. But it's not for someone like me. I want to be able to, even if there's anybody else, when they hear this, can ring in and say, yes, that happened to me. No, it's not just me. I'm trying to set an example for other people as well.
If you were to go away to a hotel, what would you require in order to be able to stay?
I would require a bed that has like four posts and is up off the ground, so a hoist could be pushed under the bed to get me into the bed in the mornings or at night and then up again in the mornings.
So you can bring your own hoist?
Yeah, I could if I wanted to, but I could in theory bring my own hoist, but why couldn't the hotel just have one to hire? I mean, we wouldn't mind paying the extra charge. I'm sure people wouldn't mind paying the extra charge just for maintenance of the hoist, if we needed it. I mean, I certainly wouldn't mind paying the extra charge for maintenance of the hoist and maintenance of the room.
And you're training to be a counsellor at the minute, and you were saying that in itself brings difficulties about, let's say you needed to go to a conference, not even in Northern Ireland, but across the water.
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, if it was a conference that would help me with what I'm doing or learn something else, it would be beneficial for me to go, and I just wouldn't be able to go. It's 2020 now. Surely a person with a disability, like such as myself, with complex care needs, can stay in a hotel in 2020.
It's a powerful story, isn't it? Anne McKernan, Director of Legal Services at the Equality Commission, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Stephen.
It's powerful, Anne, because in Nicola's report there, I think we all get it. In 2020, my goodness, someone that's disabled should be able to have a life as much as they can, like the rest of us.
Very much so, Stephen. I was very impressed listening to that. I mean, Mark is an ambitious man. He's ambitious for himself. He's trying to live independent. And what struck me was that he's disabled not so much by his condition, but by a failure to get services that meets his needs. So I do think that is a big issue. He had asked there about, you know, what the law requires. And the relevant law in this regard is the Disability Discrimination Act. And it is unlawful for a service provider to discriminate against a disabled person in terms of providing services, the standard of service they provide, the terms and conditions and so on. A significant part of the law is the duty to make a reasonable adjustment to normal services if the normal service that they provide would make it impossible or unreasonably difficult for the disabled person to use the service.
And how do you define reasonable adjustment then? How would a court define that?
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing. It's going to be judged on a case-by-case basis if cases go to court. And what they will look at is what is reasonable in all of the circumstances. So what you might expect from a big modern chain of hotels might be very different to what would be expected and reasonable from, for example, a small business in a listed building. So, I mean, I think it's important, though, that the law is very clear that this is an anticipatory duty, meaning the service provider needs to really think about what their customer needs are likely to be. And it was very interesting listening, you know, to Mark saying about, well, he needs a hoist to get in and out of bed. I think that, you know, this is a very specialist piece of equipment. He's going to a hotel room and not like a medical facility or whatever. But a hotel would need to be able to say that, a service provider, any service provider, whether it was hotel or whatever, can be acting in a discriminatory way if it fails to comply with the duty to make a reasonable adjustment for the person and it can't justify it. So health and safety might be a justification, but you simply can't just go, health and safety, and think that that's a kind of catch-all. So the service provider really needs to look at saying, what can we do to facilitate this customer coming to stay in our hotel?
Yeah, but and part of the thinking of that service provider, if we talk about a hotel and possibly a small hotel chain,
yes,
is the costs incurred in having a specialist hoist in a bedroom.
Yes. Yes, and I mean, and that's definitely an issue, and that might well be a justification why a service provider or a particular service provider would not be able to do that. So that's what I'm saying in the sense of the law is really, will look at each individual circumstance in the instance where someone like Mark decides to take legal action to seek redress for that. But I think one of the things that we have been doing in the Equality Commission is, first of all, we have been engaging with Tourism NI, and I think that there's probably more work can be done around this, and we, you know, will be talking to the tourist authorities again around hotels in particular. We do have a campaign backed by some guidance and information called Every Customer Counts, and we've literally provided loads of information to service providers so that they can think, right, what can I do that is reasonable? So say, for example, you know, if it is too cost prohibitive to install lifts, for example, to get people up and down to higher level floors, can disabled friendly rooms be accommodated on the ground floor? How you would actually do that? And then you need to start thinking about, you know, what is meant by a disabled friendly room? So, you know, we're looking at lower level sinks and grab rails and showers and walk-in showers and so on like that. And actually, that was just an interesting thing that Mark said about the bed, you know, so where you have got, like he said, I could bring my own hoist, but if he can't get his own hoist under the van bed, you know, can there be beds with legs? So, okay. Again, this is something that... that those service providers really need to think about.
Well, it's really...
And the Equality Commission can give information and advice and guidance about all of that.
Brilliant. And it's really interesting territory. And thank you very much indeed. Thank you.